Okay, folks, just checking what we're recorded there, appear to be. Okay, folks, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting today. Everybody hear me okay? Members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded except for the council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I remind councillors of their obligations under the councillors' code of conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Okay, folks, just a note, I know she's not here this evening, but I'd like to pass on from this committee our condolences to Eileen on the loss, the recent loss of her father. Okay, apologies.
Chair, we have apologies from councillors Carr, Hartley, McMurray and Sharvin, and apologies from Michael Lipsett.
Okay. Have we any declarations of interest? None. Okay. All right, the first main item then is to agree a start time of the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meetings from June 18 to April 2019.
Chair, could I propose we'll keep it at 5 p.m.
Yeah, do we have a seconder? A seconder, Rob Borges. Everybody happy? Okay, that's correct. Then we have the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee. Is that it? Yeah, do you want to go through it page by page? Okay. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4.
Chair, if I could just add by way of apology, members, you'll notice that the action sheet starting on page 3 from 30 to 17th of May, there actually hasn't been anything noted in the actions taken following the fact that this is now ratified by council at the beginning of the week, just to advise members that all actions are ongoing and progressing as agreed, and it's for that reason that we are proposing removal from the action sheet of those items. The other item, just to confirm to you, is on the first page of the action sheet, it's page 2 of MinutePad, the proposed leasing of the Newry Sports Centre car park to the Southern Regional College. It was agreed to seek a rental valuation from Land and Property Services for the car park and then proceed. Just to advise members that we have now received that rental valuation and therefore can proceed in line with the committee's recommendation. And again, for that reason, we're proposing removal. Happy to take any other questions or comments.
Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just an update, a brief update on one of the items there, the regional review of chief executive pay and conditions. I went to that meeting there last week. I'm not sure how much I can update here without going into committee. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, without going into committee, because it's a financial. So I suppose if we wait till the committee items at the end, I can give the update or as members or director.
Chief executives preferred to
I'll wait till the end because I want to go into the financials bit as well. Just briefly, just before I go on to it and win someone out at the end, the people that were there in Castlereagh Council, there was no appetite right across all the councils for a raise for the chief executives, and that was the first thing that was noted. But I'll go into it in more detail when we're in committee at the end.
Okay. Any more questions? Any proposer and seconder? Close. Seconder. Close, Councillor Ramsey. Seconder. Councillor Burgess. Okay. Item 5 is the engagement of external consultancy and reporting officer Nance Ellis.
Thank you, Chairman. The report is self-explanatory. It's for members' information. We intend to obtain external consultancy to to assist Council in developing and implementing a corporate records management strategy. In part, that is to help with compliance with the new GDPR regulations. There is no budget for this, but it can be met within existing corporate services budget. I'm happy to take any questions.
Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, Chair. Over the last 12 months, I think we all seen the substantial savings in the corporate services budget. And I think allocating such savings, or some of it, even those £30,000, to good housekeeping, which is the cornerstone of any business or council, I think it's paramount. So in the light of the GDPR, I want to propose the recommendations on the bill.
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Ryan. Okay. Any more comments? Okay. Thanks, Alison. Move on to item 6, lease of office accommodation in Downshire Civic Centre to Youth Justice Agency. Alison, yourself again.
Chair, again, and our self-explanatory report, we hope to offer the Youth Justice Agency a 5-year lease, subject to valuation being determined by LPS and completion of legal formalities. It's part of the accommodation formerly occupied by Fisheries, and the Estates Department has no objection. Happy to take any questions.
Proposed sanction of Councillor Dorn. Seconder?
I second.
Councillor Walker. Okay, we move on to item 7, which is for noting the Civic Centre Regeneration Projects, Theatre, Conference and Arts Report. Elements of this report have been redacted for reasons protecting personal data, and Adrian Grimshaw and Marie are going to address Adrian from Deloitte, and Marie is going to address this.
Okay, Chair. Sorry, apologies, just while we all get our seats. I suppose I'm just going to take a minute, if you don't mind, just to set a wee bit of the context around this. So we did hold a session with members last Thursday night where we considered, and we had CBRE as well as Deloitte there to do presentations. This is the Newry Civic Centre Regeneration Project, and it's something that's been on the cards for the Council for a considerable length of time and indeed forms part of the corporate plan. So we've been working on it for some considerable time, and we've carried out a number of different pieces of work. We've also dealt with various sessions. We've had, between both myself and Liam, we've provided continual updates to Newry Chamber of Commerce and the Newry Greater Vision grouping. We've updated our economic forum, which consists of businesses from across the district, and we do that on a quarterly basis when we meet them. And indeed, we've held public sessions in the Canal Court and business sessions in the Canal Court to discuss this. So what we've put within our package for you tonight is the two pieces of work that have just been completed, and that is the office study and indeed the hotel study. I just want to take a wee bit of time just to reflect on both of those pieces of work. The hotel study is a piece of work that covers the entire district, not just Newry, albeit all I'm focusing on tonight is Newry. And what we did, we had a report carried out in 2015 in relation to hotel need and demand across the district. We carried out for further study to be carried out by CBRE through the SID framework, and that work has just completed. And what it has done is it has taken a wee look at, I suppose, the hotel supply and pipeline projects across the Newry area and indeed the district itself. It has looked at performance figures of hotels, and I think it's important for members just to reflect on occupancy rates across the local government districts range from about 56% to 80%, and indeed in Belfast the occupancy rates will be sitting around that 80% level. It's not that you would achieve 100% occupancy, nor would you need 100% occupancy to justify any hotel provision. Newry Morning Down has been increasing in its occupancy in recent years, and we're up around the 64%. We have been, when CBRE were looking at the hotel accommodation in need, they then looked at the various different things that are going on in relation to tourism in our area, and the tourism strategy has rested well with Tourism Ireland and Tourism NI, and we've had some very positive engagement across the industry in relation to that, and we continue to develop visitor experience plans. And I think Tourism NI have been clear in that we are, as a district, leading the way in on that aspect of things. we have proposals on the card to the Moor Mountains Gateway, which form part of the Belfast Region City deal. And indeed, then if we focus on the Newry side, we have theatre and conference centre as part of this package. So to narrow it down, then we've looked at hotel need, and I just reflect that there is a demand or a need for a hotel in Newry, Newcastle, Downpatrick and South Armagh. I'm not going to deal with Newcastle, Downpatrick and South Armagh tonight, but certainly if there's any questions, and I'll probably bring this back through ERT committee on a broader note just in relation to hotel development. But on the Newry side, what the consultants have said to us is that as we sit today, there is a need and demand for a 90 to 120 bedroom hotel. That's with no development, that's just as it is today. That has been proven from engagement with, I suppose, tour operators and various stakeholders from across the district, hotel owners from across the district, and to assess the current and future demand. It's also looked at Tourism NI, NISRA and NISRA staff. The consultants have carried out site inspections in the main hotels, including Slade Donard Canal Court, Mourne Country Hotel, and indeed they visited one in close proximity to Newry, which was the Armagh City Hotel. So there's been plenty of engagement, I suppose, across the hotel sector, but as well as that, there's been a lot of engagement with the tour operators. And what that resultant is that there's a 90 to 120 bedroom hotel demand as we sit. Members and people will be aware that there is actually planning permission currently live for a hotel accommodation on the Downshire Road. And indeed, I think it's fair to say there was communication from Newry Bid today in relation to commencement works on the precondition discharges that would be happening from next week in relation to roadworks. So the council have been engaging with the developer on that, and I can't really comment any further on that at this point. So if that hotel were to be delivered, that would meet the current demand that we have noted within this report, the 90 to 120 bedrooms. I think the most positive and interesting thing that's come out of this as well is what CBRE has said is that if we continue with our development proposals, there will be a demand for further hotel accommodation in Newry beyond that exists and beyond the 90 to 120 bedroom hotel. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an overview on the hotel side of things. In relation to the office accommodation, then we asked CBRE to have a look and see what is the office need and demand in the Newry area specifically as well. And what they had done then was they looked at the location of Newry's strategic location on the Belfast to Dublin corridor. They've taken a look at occupation rates, they've taken a look at rental rates, and indeed they've talked to a number of local businesses as well. So what we've noted within it is that there is a very low vacancy rate on quality accommodation. They have also recognised the fantastic new offices at Granite Exchange, and indeed the brilliant provision of the hub in Newry as well. And that demand, I suppose, is there, and that provision is there. But what they did identify was that there is a gap in the market for larger office accommodation. And indeed, within their reports and presentations, they've noted a demand that exists from Regis. Regis are a serviced office provider, and they're looking for 10,000 square foot of office accommodation in Newry. So there's very few examples of true grade A office accommodation of any scale within Newry, and what they are saying to us is that there is a need and a demand for that larger office accommodation. And indeed, I suppose that's supported by, we have had inquiries through InvestNI for businesses who are looking 10,000 plus square foot of office accommodation. Businesses of that nature who are looking office accommodation will look for it to be available immediately to them. And I suppose to date we haven't been able to provide that. So they also note within the report the market failure that there is, and that really relates to the cost of construction versus the rentals being achieved. And they give us, as we asked them, they give us some ideas of how the council could potentially get involved in intervention. And that includes everything from vacant rates to wraparound schemes to the council developing themselves. I suppose on that point, the council are not getting into hotel development. I don't think we're in the market of building hotels ourselves or operating them. So we would be hoping that other people will do that for us.
What we would look at potentially as part of our own regeneration scheme, we need around 4,000 to 5,000 square metres, which is about 40,000 to 50,000 square foot of office accommodation ourselves. And what we're hoping to do is stimulate the market to the point where we could have a developer who would come in and build our office accommodation plus another 25,000, for example, square foot of office accommodation. And that's the kind of direction of travel that we would be hoping to go in. They've also noted the opportunities that exist from the developments of whether it be hotel or office accommodation spin off from rates, the increase in supply services to the buildings, the increase in footfall, etc. We are also very conscious of concerns regarding parking and modernising the city in relation to traffic management. And that, as you as members will be aware, if we when we apply for planning permission, parking will need to be dealt with as part of that. I have previously referenced the fact that there is an urban innovations grant through Europe coming out in November, October, and it's around smart cities, and it's about £4.5 million of a grant, and we're working with Louth County Council to see if we can put some type of bid in to deal with and look towards creating some kind of smart city traffic solutions within Uri. That's in the early conceptual stages. So we're very conscious of the traffic management needs as well. So I just wanted to give that a really quick wrap-up of the various reports and things that you have. I'm going to hand over to Richard, who was
just before that.
Yeah.
Just wanted to point out to members, we're going to take item 7 and 8 together because of the broad remit of what Marie's just went through. I think it's only right that we do that. But first, are we happy enough to note item 7? At this stage, can I have a proposer and seconder for that?
Chair, I'd like to record formally my concerns. £35 million has been spoken about, and I'm not sure that such a formidable amount of money could be spent by us without having some sort of an independent review of the business case. And I'm concerned that we are talking about...
I'm happy to raise the issues from the floor on this on item 8. Right, so what I'm looking forward to now is a proposal for item 7.
Sure, can I just ask a note within item 7? We're also asking that the committee agree that the Ross Thompson site would be the site that the theatre conference centre would be situated on. Just right. So you're clear that you're just not noting it, that it is right, to approve that site. Just as it in it as well, it's an 8 as well. Apologies.
We're just noting item 7 at the minute. The Ross Thompson site is within item 8, so if we're happy enough, you're happy enough, Marie, we can take it that way. So we have a proposer for item 7, Councillor O'Hanlon, and a seconder, Councillor Byrne. Just before we move on to item 8, I want to remind members that this project is within our agreed corporate plan, and the SPNR committee is designated to deal with this one project. We're a strategic projects, our strategic policy and resources committee, and while there will be aspirations for other areas across the district, we want to be sure that we're not moving into areas of the ERT committee's brief as opposed to our own. So I'd ask members to keep that in mind. Also, in relation to references to any other commercial entities or organisations within the district or the City of Uri, I would ask members to curtail in mentioning any of those, because if they do, we'd have to go into committee. So if we could just outline those as some of the guidelines for discussion, and I'm happy to have in-depth discussion on this. I think it's a big project, and it's only right that we have proper debate on it, and I'm happy to do that and go forward. But I'll hand back now to the officers, and then obviously to...
So I suppose, Chair, just referencing the amount of money, which I didn't reference in the my initial briefing, we have £20 million within our capital plan for this project. We're not asking to spend £35 million. What we're doing is we're saying that if we can, I suppose what we want to do in very simple terms is turn £20 million into £35 or £40 million of spend, and that would be private sector spend, not council spend. In relation to the independence of a business case, I was just about to hand over to Richard, who has come from Deloitte, and he did do a detailed presentation, so I'm not going to ask him to do a detailed presentation again, but if he could just maybe reference a wee bit on the 7C option and the net present value benefit just from that, Richard, and indeed then if members have any questions. But prior to that, when Richard has completed, if we hand over to Adrian, he will just set out what we're asking for in the paper so members are clear of what's coming from that.
That's fine. Okay, Richard.
Okay, thanks, Marie. Yeah, so Marie has given a summary of the two demand studies that CBRE led on hotel and office space. The purpose of the business case then was to look at each of those components, including the council's own projects on new civic centre or civic hub, and then refurbishment of the existing theatre and addition of conferencing space. So the purpose really was to understand, look at options. Traditionally, the council could take forward its own projects, spend its 20 million capital on those. We were looking at the opportunity for the council to look at land within its ownership, if that was also part of any potential regeneration programme, and engage the private sector in the right way, would they come forward to help address some of the demand requirements around hotel and office space, given that there is parts that are not currently building speculatively and therefore there is market failure. So the business case itself confirmed the strategic fit of the regeneration programme. This is part of a corporate plan and does fit with wider economic growth strategies. The priorities are to inspire private sector investment, to create new jobs, to encourage and increase visitors to the city, and stimulate the evening economy, and each of the components contribute to that in their own way. We've articulated the need for investment, highlighted the market failure. We've provided a high-level view of costs, risks and benefits, which is appropriate. There isn't a strategic case that reflects where we are in the early stages of the process. And we've identified a preferred way forward. So at this point, it's a preferred way forward. I'll cover the next steps that we're recommending, and then the business case will be refreshed with a preferred option. And it's also reflecting the strategic context of Newry as a regional gateway. It's a very strong transport links between Dublin and Belfast. And in the context of Brexit, yes, that's a lot of uncertainty, but we're recommending the need for Newry to show some leadership and demonstrate that it is open for business and it is a place ripe for investment. We also referenced the Belfast Region City deal that the council has a number of projects in the pipeline for that in the long list, and hopefully one or two might come forward as part of that deal. And again, this initiative aligns with that broader strategy for investment. We agreed some strategic objectives around the regeneration programme, which is referenced reinforcing Newry as a regional gateway, contributing to sensitive regeneration of the city centre, the need to attract private sector investment to encourage job creation, increasing visitors to the city, and then importantly increasing sort of pride around modernising the council, which alludes to the need for modern way of working within the council estate. So we looked at a whole range of options, I think around 12 in the long list, including the do-nothing baseline scenario, and we applied those against the objectives to understand which combination of project components would best deliver against the strategic objectives. And that provided a shortlist of four options. So we had a do-nothing, and then we looked at the option four was the council just taking forward the projects under its own control, so the new civic hub and the theatre and conferencing space as a standalone project. Then we introduced the idea of bringing additional land and council ownership into play, looked at an option that would be a civic hub site, and then the potential for poor private sector investment that could stimulate a hotel or office block. And then option seven was everything in the mix, so then bringing back in the theatre and conferencing. We looked at that from a cost, risk and benefit perspective. The civic hub component is estimated to be an estimated 7 million of investment, the theatre conferencing an estimated 10 million, and then we've applied appropriate autism bias on top of that, again reflecting the early stage of the process. So for option four, the total estimated cost of that is around 21.3 million. That also includes amounts for professional fees. As Marie mentioned, when you put the council land into play, the additional cost of a hotel could be around a further 10 million investment. That would be private sector funded, and an office investment could be around 6 million as well. So, but those, just to stress, those would be private sector funded opportunities. That there might be issues around viability to be explored further, but the council investment is strictly relating to its land and the civic hub and theatre aspects of the project. So we did an economic appraisal of those options, and appraised those over a 25-year period. We looked at the benefits that would likely accrue, and that included some operational efficiencies relating to modern workspace for the civic hub, additional spend in the evening economy, driven through increase in use of the theatre and conferencing, some events related income related to the event space of the conferencing being used. We calculated estimated spend related to the overnight stay based on occupancy of 64%, and again we were modest in modelling only the 90 bedroom and only 3,000 square metres of office space, and I'll come back to that in a moment. We also recognised that if successful, this would provide some additional rates to the council, potentially some additional rental income, and the big impact is around job creation, which the office space could potentially drive an additional 2.2 million of salaries into the local economy on an annual basis. So when you take all that together, the net present cost, net present value calculations for options for the Civic Hub and Theatre as a standalone project, it's a net present cost of around 12 million over the 25-year period. When you include the private sector invested elements, that turns to a net present value over 25 years for option 6 of 30.7 million, and for option 7 it's around 25 million. When we do the sensitivity analysis and look at a 120 bedroom hotel and doubling the size of the office space as well, the net present value increases to well in excess of 50 million. So it just demonstrates the additional economic activity that could be generated if the council chooses to explore further the use of its own land and does further market engagement with developers to test the appropriateness of these ideas. So I'm happy to take questions.
And then Adrian's going to set out, I suppose, what permissions we're actually asking for tonight in this paper.
Okay, thank you, Marie. Obviously, Marie's given a background on the project and the need, and Rich has just provided a overview of the SOC and its benefits. I want to deal solely with the papers that have been provided. On the basis that agenda item 7 has been rolled into 8, I'll just refer members to the report titled CCR Programme Strategic Outline Case, and to the decisions required that we're here to seek. So members are asked to note the contents of the new City Centre Regeneration SOC and the presentation that were provided, also the CBRE Office and Hotel Exec Summaries and the presentations which were all provided this time last week in Newry. Members are asked to note the contents of this SPNR paper and provide approval to the following recommendations. Number one, to approve the SOC recommendation to proceed with option 7C, as Richard has outlined. Number two, to approve the procurement of consultants and advisors, site surveys and investigations, so that we can proceed through to a tender, and also so that we can test the outline business case during the next stage. Number three, to approve the location of the augmented theatre conference facility on the Ross Thompson site which will strengthen the Town Hall and the Shaw and Hollywood Arts Centre, and that refers back to the item 7 on the agenda. And lastly, number 4, to approve the separate procurement of the theatre conference project from the other Civic Centre VGEN project elements. I think at this stage we're happy to seek questions.
Councillor Henry.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't deny that we need to rehouse our staff in a modern city centre building where the staff can call in, where the public can call in to see our staff. There's no shadow of doubt about it, but I do query, and I have consistently queried, whether £20 million is the appropriate amount of money to pay for that. And not entirely convinced by whether this is an independent examination or not. The NPV sounds strange to me. When I think that we're talking about having a hotel where we already have two significant hotels in Uri, the Canal Court and the Warren Country, and we're talking about a theatre in a town, in a city where we already have a theatre, and I thoroughly enjoy watching Opry and Ur on a weekly basis, with my wife, Daniel O'Donnell in tow. If we were serious about increasing our rate base and having NPV values that were meaningful, we would recognise the issues and opportunities that face us on the island of Ireland. And we all know that Bord Pleanála is horrendously stuck trying to deliver data centres in the Republic. It would cost us virtually nothing to speedily identify sites where data centres could be built. There would be virtually no cost to us except the administration involved. It would be bringing in millions of pounds worth of rates. In a similar way, identifying sites for wind farms. We can't run away from renewable energy. You know, we turned down a farm last year where it would have given us pretty much the guts of £1.5 million in rates. We can't continue to do that. It would almost no cost to ourselves. An NPV stratospherically higher than what we're talking about for this particular project. We're not identifying wind farm sites, even though we know that even our cars are going to have to switch over to electricity within the next 10 years. And then we think about other areas that wouldn't cost. I mean, for instance, Peter Ney, at a meeting on this premises, agreed that council could use its 76 powers to levy, and the suggestion from developers is £5,000 per house along the eastern and southern side of Downpatrick, which would deliver many millions of pounds, depending on whether you take the low ball figure of 1,600 houses or whether you take the high ball figure of 3,800 houses, being the capacity of our sewage system, bringing in tens of millions of pounds at no cost to the council, no cost at all, sit in your bank account to help deliver a road. I mean, look at the NPV of that over 20 years. I mean, I've sent the figures to the chief executive. You're talking about more than £84 million worth of additional rates over that period. This is an NPV far in excess of the NPV we're talking about for this particular project. And we have the capacity at very little cost to our council to identify substantial major projects that can dramatically increase our rate base by millions and millions of pounds a year by doing obvious things that we have the regulatory ability under our control to deliver without having to spend £20 million to do them. So I would suggest to you is this project is a significant overreach. It could be done far more cheaply. It could be done to provide a good facility for the citizens of Newry and the whole Moorns and South Armagh area, and could rehouse our staff in comfort much more affordably. And if we want to increase our rate space, then we need to look at areas where we can dramatically increase the amount of money coming into this council so we don't have to be ratcheting up the rates every single year the way we've been doing, and it can't be afforded anymore. We need to be looking for ways in which we can reduce rates if possible in this district, and having NPV values which are significantly higher than what you're proposing on this particular project. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Any more questions?
Yeah, I'll be extremely brief, Chair. I think we went off completely on a tangent in that conversation. You know, I could go on and talk about wind farms and that, which I'd support. But I mean, we're talking about the regeneration of an urban centre here in our district, one of the largest urban centres in our district. I could also sit here and be parochial and talk about £20 million being put into South Armagh, which from the day I get into council is what I've been on about. I can be critical of the papers in front of me, and the only criticism I would have had was from the previous SPWG meeting that I wasn't able to attend because I was sitting in an exam, that the papers, you know, when they did come late, it looked like there was only one option there, and it was put forward to members. But on reading the documents at length and scrutinising every detail in the documents, I think they're excellent. All the other options were outlined there. I do agree that option 7C is the best way forward. And I do think that if we're going to try and grow the urban centres in our district, we need to look seriously at what people are paying the rates for. We could sit here and say zero rates every year, and then you get nothing in return. You know, I could sit here and talk about transport links, which I will in later documents, from the rural centre or the rural towns into the urban centres. But if we grow really positive, looking forward urban centres, like some that you see right now in the country. I'm away now in 2 weeks on a city break. Love going on city breaks around Europe. And I mean, Erie is not up to scratch. So whenever we bring forward positive projects like this, it is all too easy to bat them back because it'll grab a headline by saying £20 million, that's going on top of your rates. What will it get you? If £20 million will get investment of £35 million, as what Marie's saying, let's look at it. And I'm happy that the outline business case will be tested at the next stage of the process. So I propose the recommendations that's in both papers.
Okay, Councillor Trainor. Thank you very much, Chair. And maybe just to touch on a couple of points from your colleague has said, as well as Councillor Enright. We could all sit here and be very parochial. However, this is obviously it's a strategic project for our district as a whole. It's a major urban centre that is in desperate need of regeneration, as my Newry councillors have been telling me for the last 12 to 18 months that I've been sitting listening to the different sort of arguments for and against the different plans that are going forward. So it's an extremely important project in that way, and to try and demean it in any way by saying it's not going to be value for money, I think it's going to be a disservice to Newry as a city. It would be like someone from Newry saying that there was no point in building a civic centre campus here in Downpatrick, or it would be like someone from Newry saying that we shouldn't be putting money into Irish Street to enhance the businesses there or the streetscape there and to bring money and direct investment into that. So for me, it's a strategic project. It will be for the benefit of this district as a whole, and it's very much to be welcomed.
Chair, thank you very much. And as someone who got the presentation last Thursday night, I did speak on it, and while I did say I had concerns, I said I would support it, and one of the reasons I was supporting it was because in our corporate plan at the start of this council term, it was agreed that we would have a new civic centre in Newry and all that comes along with it. That is why. Now, I did express my concerns. I said towns or city like Newry and our county town like Downpatrick should be getting maybe preferential treatment. But at the time, I stated that maybe the conversation should now be starting in relation to other towns and villages throughout this district, such as Ballinahinch, Saintfield, Killalay, or wherever, and that. But we've already taken a decision 3 years ago when this council first got up and running that within our corporate plan we would have a civic type facility in Newry. That's what we're doing. We're carrying this out. We're following this through. Now, I know why people will maybe speak against it. We know there's an election 11 months down the road, so there is, and people are maybe trying to make political capital. But I know at the time, whenever it was raised in relation to Newry, I did have concerns 3 years ago. But the democratic vote was that we would go ahead and develop a civic centre in Uri. I think that's all we're doing here. We're putting meat in the bones, so we are. And that, and I don't think this is the time to try and throw a spanner into the works in relation to this project. And I would hope further down the line, in a year or two, 3 years' time, maybe in the new term of the council, the new mandate, if we're all returned, that, you know, we do start talking about places like Ballinahinch, etc., and that there. But I will be supporting this project in Uri.
Any other comments from members? Well, just as the only Newry councillor here tonight, I welcome this project. I think it's a massive and significant investment into our city. 2002 seems a long time ago since we got city status, and I think it's long overdue that we showed some ambition for Newry to become the city that we wanted to be. I commend the work that's been done by the consultants. Like Pete, I took the time to read through it, and a lot of my concerns were allayed. Primarily the issues around hotel availability and the need for, and also around consultation with the local business community, and I believe steps have been taken to deal with that. But, you know, either we're trying to be a city or we're not, and I believe that since 2002 there's been a need for a real ambition for the city, and this will be a landmark project. We have a very vibrant, just to touch on some of the issues raised by Councillor Enright, we have one of the most vibrant arts sectors in the whole of Ireland, in Newry, in the greater Newry area, and I have no doubt that the facility that we would be envisaging as far as the theatre is concerned will be very much 21st century and meet the needs and demands of a very vibrant arts sector within our district. And also as well, I believe that we shouldn't underestimate the conferencing capacity that could be developed here in relation to the real economic driver that can be from conference tourism across the area. But Chair, I would certainly like to welcome Mrs. Chair tonight, and as the Newry councillor here, but I'm looking now at this stage to hand back to the officer. Is there any more comments?
The only comments that I would have, which I just left out when I was doing a briefing, was our completion aim on our programme for the theatre conference is 2021. The civic centre as well is around the end of 2021, but this is a project that will go on for 5-10 years. You know, it's a long-term project, so that's something that we will continue to work on. And I suppose in that light, we have, following, we had a meeting this morning with the Greater Newry Vision Group, and we have agreed with them that we will bring CBRE down to actually present to the Newry Chamber of Commerce to give them more information. We are acutely aware of the need to keep the business community in Newry with us on this, and we were very happy with the positive response we received this morning.
Okay. Just the other point before we go any further was just to outline the fact that the 20 million that was referred to was agreed, from my recollection, and has appeared in the capital programme for the last 2 years following an agreement that we would develop a civic centre in Uri. Members, I have a proposer and Councillor Byrne. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor O'Hanlon. Okay. Okay, item 9 is in relation to our privacy policy, and this item is for noting. Karina, or sorry, Alison, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. Members will probably have been inundated with these privacy notices from other organisations. This is an updated version of Council's privacy notice to ensure compliance with the new Data Protection Act 2018. This is the overreaching privacy notice, which will be on Council's website. There's some work required to in more specific ones tailored to each service area, depending on the personal data they collect and the reason for which they collect it. But this is the first step, is getting our overarching privacy notice in place and ensuring compliance with the legislation. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from members? Okay, that's the noting. So move on to item 10, which is the SRA Alliances 2018. I believe Liam's going to deal with this.
Yeah, Chairman, this really has happened to us over the last number of years. Sort of the key issues are set out in the paper there in terms of the allocation. So I'm just looking to seek an agreement for the reallocation of the surplus allowances due to members only be able to receive one allowance.
Okay.
Chair, I propose the officer's recommendation.
Any comments from the floor? Have we enough? Proceed. Yeah. Proposed and seconded. Proposed for Councillor Walker, seconded Councillor Rowan. Okay, item 11 is the Performance Improvement Plan. Okay. Johnny McBride, Assistant Director of Community Planning and Performance, is going to lead on this one. Johnny?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Members, the purpose of this report is to seek your agreement to a final version of this year's Performance Improvement Plan and also get your agreement to publish it before the 30th of June, which would be before full council approval, but it is ensure we meet our statutory deadline as set in the legislation. Just very quickly, in terms of some background, this is an annual plan which forms part of our duty of performance as laid out in the Local Government Act. It is subject to an external audit assessment by the NAO, which will commence very shortly after the 30th of June publication date. Members will previously have been presented with a draft performance improvement plan, and the supporting objectives were tabled, I think, at the SPNR in March, which gave us approval to go out for the 8 weeks public consultation. As I say, I'm now seeking to finalise this with the members. In terms of that consultation, Chair, as I say, we carried out 8 weeks of public consultation. We did that with the general public, with our statutory partners, with our DEAs, and indeed with elected members. That was supported by a questionnaire on the council website, reminders and out through social media, public notices in the local press, attending DEA meetings, and indeed obliging some of our Section 75 obligations in respect of older people and younger people for it. All in all, we received 92 completed survey responses, and that would be in addition to those who were engaged at those various meetings which I outlined. In terms of public opinion, there is widespread support for the five proposed improvement objectives. There are, however, some suggested amendments made to the supporting actions and measures of success, and we have made those to the final version that is presented to you today. In terms of the performance plan itself, the detailed plan is provided as Appendix 1 in your report. At Appendix 2, there is then a review of performance against last year's plan. And then finally, at Appendix 3 is a copy of or summary of all responses made in respect of the public consultation exercise. Chair, just in terms of decisions required, if members would please approve the plan for this year and again to authorise officials to publish it before the 30th of June deadline. How would you take any comments, Chair? Thank you.
Councillor Enright.
I've raised this before at deficiencies fora, and we don't have as part of this a plan to increase our rate base. Now, I've mentioned this before as part of the last comment I made with regard to Newry and the £20 million centre. But it's very remiss of us. I've missed no opportunity to say this year after year, where we have obvious areas where we can dramatically increase our rate base. Now, I'm not going to give the three examples I gave again. I only bore the other councillors into numbness if I did that. But there are areas by simply using regulation and the powers that we have vested in us as council significantly increase our rate base, and I just don't see it here. And I think with the performance improvement plan in that manner lacks ambition. Thank you.
Sir Gordon?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I welcome the document, and I've read it a couple of times from the last, and I enjoy getting conclusive documents like this where we can see where we're measuring with smiley faces. One of the things that I did note, and I think is a brilliant way of going forward, is the youth councils having a chance to look at it, you know, engaging the youth. Excellent idea. Strengthening the DEA forums, if you're going to get people to encourage people to engage with the council, I think the only way that we're going to do that, and that's probably links into previous meeting that was on before SPNR the day that I didn't get a chance to go to, and I'm not going to pronounce the first word because it's like a tongue twister, PB, budgeting, participatory budgeting. And I think that's what the DEA forum, when they were set up, they've got the elected members and it's got the social partners in that, from that area, with knowledge of the area. And what we found in Sleeve Gullion, and it's just one of the things that's in this plan, if we're going to strengthen the DEA forum going forward, is that the social partners in it lost faith early on because we are populating an action plan, which is understandable. But when we did populate the action plan, we have good action plans across all the four, but we don't see a way of achieving a number of them objectives on the action plan without having a genuine budget. So I think from the previous workshop, and the reason why I'm linking that is, I think we've got the tools and we have the system set up through the forums to be doing something like PV there, where we get an actual budget, like some other councils, I know Terry raised this before, of 100,000 in the budgets for the DA forum, so we can actually see things in this action plan getting done. I think that's one way that we could strengthen the links with the people engaging with the council. The other thing that I just wanted to note, yes, it's welcome to see that we have on there the nighttime bus service for Sligullion. I think it's a wee bit harsh coming from the last Sligullion DEA forum meeting. The comments, I think, are a wee bit harsh there in saying that Neary City Park shouldn't be at the demise of some projects in rural areas. And I think by the comments I had said in the last item, I don't think that's the feeling across Sligullion. I know we have strong enough voices and we've shared for our own projects, but I don't want to play one project against the other. And finally, yes, on the most deprived wards, we've noted that, and we've noted the deprivation, the income deprivation, and some of the wards in the top 25%. We have 3 in Sligullion in the top 5%. I know it states there that it's most, some of the most deprived wards, but in the top 5. We've 3 out of the top 5 in Sligullion. But yes, I welcome the report, and I think it's a great idea that the youth are going to get a chance at the end of the month to go through it the way we go through it.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Anybody else want to make any comment? Terry, did you want to speak?
Yes, Chair, more or less I do. I was just listening to some of the previous speakers, and it's good that the youth are going to bring a major player, you know, and they're having an input, because whenever we set up our DEA in Rowallan, we made sure that one of our social members was a member of the youth. But as I say, it's good to see the plans been laid, and also maybe that we should look at how other councils fund their DEAs. I know Antrim and Newton Abbey were the council that, you know, that they allocated 7 DEAs, £100,000 per annum. But maybe, and I know it will come to the closing stages of this council, but maybe if we get over the line to the next one, we could look at that sort of structure and see if we could apply it to Newry Moreland Down. Thank you.
Okay. Members, I'd just like to add comment to that and echo some of the sentiments of Councillor Byrne. This is a very important piece of work. I think it's very important for us going forward, and I'd like to commend everyone involved in bringing this to us tonight. Johnny, do you want to have any no other comments from the floor?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of questions directed my way, Chair, if maybe you could respond to those. In terms of Councillor Enright's comment about the Efficiency Working Group and raising income, at the last meeting of the Efficiency Working Group, Chair, the members agreed to establish a rates income working group, which will exactly look at that and other opportunities. And indeed, I think the action sheet from that is coming to this committee today for approval. In respect of the performance improvement plan, regrettably, the legislation makes it very clear that it has nothing to do with the internal efficiency and effectiveness of our organisations. It's about what we do as an organisation to deliver those outcomes in the community plan. So unfortunately, although I would like to, because I think there's merit in including it in the performance improvement plan, it would be nugatory work because the legislation doesn't permit us to do that. And in respect to the comments about budgets for DEAs, I'm glad the member liked the workshop this morning around PV. It is an exciting new concept around how people get involved in deciding how money is spent. But in terms of budgets for DEAs, it's probably more appropriate if that is directed towards AHC, which indeed is the parent committee for those.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, well, I'm looking at proposer and seconder. Councillor Rowan, second. Councillor Byrne. Okay, the next item is item 12. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to run the committee?
I propose to run the committee.
Propose, Councillor. Okay, folks, we need to go through the decisions that were made in committee.
Okay, so whilst in committee, the following matters were agreed. Item 12, sublease to Dumna County Power Limited, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to note the contents of the officer's report and to move the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 to agree an extension of the area at Drumnakelly, leased to Drumnakelly Power Limited, as outlined on the report, for the purposes of regularising their land use and subject to Council's legal costs being met by Drumnakelly Power following a check by officers regarding comments made by Councillor Enright. Item 13, management accounts. It was agreed to note the management accounts for the financial year ended the 31st of March 2018. Item 14, debt write-off. Agreed in the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Rouen, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the debt write-off listing as detailed in the officer's report. Item 15, easements at Anlong Marine Harbour. Agreed in the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 to regularise the two easements at Anlong Marine Park required by a developer at the charge outlined in the officer's report. Item 16, action sheets from Strategic Projects Working Group meeting held on the 7th of June 2018. It was agreed to note the action sheet of that working group. And item 17, it was agreed to note the action sheet of the Efficiencies Working Group meeting held on the 8th of June 2018.
Okay, folks, 3 minutes to 7, that closes the meeting for this evening. Thank you very much for your engagement and stay at home.